Okay, today is Daf Tess. You're on Daf Tess at the Mishnah. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah, Mishalo Chag beyond the Rishon Shel Chag. Let's say somebody didn't bring a Chagiga on the first day of Yontif. Chogeg es kol haregel. You can bring one the entire regel. The Yontif Achron Shel Chag. You can even bring one on Shmini Atzeres. Even though it's really a regel b'fnei atzmo, as we're going to see in a minute, it's still okay. There's no independent chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Of our haregel, if the yontif passed v'lo chag, and you didn't bring a carbon chagiga, ein achayev b'achriyaso. You don't have to bring another one, right? I mean, you blew it. You blew the mitzvah. Al zeh ne'emar, on such a thing, it says me'uvas, something crooked lo yuchal litakon, can't be fixed. Can't be fixed. The chesron and something missing lo yuchal lehimanos, can't be counted. Okay, what does that mean? What's something missing can't be counted? So on number days, it should be something missing can't be made whole. It can't be counted. What does that mean? Well, I know. Anyway,
does that mean you didn't bring the area either?
I don't know. It could be you did that. It's not related. It means it happens to take place in the same. You didn't bring. I don't know. Why are we picking only? So the truth is about anything like that. I didn't eat matzah. So if you don't eat matzah, and you don't eat matzah on the first night, you blew the mitzvah of matzah. And on such a thing we say, if it's crooked, it can't be made. We can say about any mitzvah. Any mitzvah like that. There are a few mitzvahs you have a second chance. Karban Pesach, you have a second chance. We're going to see davening, you have a second chance. Right? You can make up davening, we'll see it on the base. A few things. Most of the time, you blow a mitzvah. You didn't bench. So you have to bench, right? I forgot. Okay. There's 8 hours later. You can't bench now. It's Mankri. We can see it on the base of Mankri Shema. So you blew it. So by such a thing we say, oh, it's crooked, it can't be made straight. I mean, you can say that anyway. Because I'm tight. Omer, well, this is a little different. What's crooked that can't be made straight? The Habaal Arayas. You have relations with an Arayas. Vavlad Mimenu Mamzer. And you have a Mamzer. That can never be undone. Im Tomar, Begonev, Begozel. You want to tell me about stealing, that if you steal something, it can't be undone. What do you mean? Yachololach, 0 v'yitzakin. You can give it back. You can give it back.
Those are one of the few things.
Yeah. Says Tosos on top. Correct. Says exactly. What's the difference between the moms and everything else? Says Tosos on the murder. Can't take that back. Can't undo that. Right, so Tosfos, I'll tell you why we didn't use that example. Look at the top Tosfos. Ditvei boshto, it's a bigger embarrassment, nikar, shahamamzer nira la'olam. This mamzer comes to shul every single Shabbos and is in your face all the time. Here he is. Right? Avol shara veros, roteach, v'gazlin, a murderer. Ain't no aid of lafana. It's not staring you in the face all the time. The person you killed, okay, so he's dead. Then stared at you all the time. Yes, it can't be undone. But it's much worse. You created a mamzer and he comes to shul with you. Right? It's much worse. Yeah, it's much more bigger embarrassment.
Who's talking about the mamzer keeps remembering the face?
Well, no. You created a mamzer. He's always the guys around. The guy's walking around. He's a human being, right?
So he dies.
What?
If that's correct, when the guy dies?
Okay, so we had 120 years for that? But a murderer, yeah, you can't take that back either. But it's not the same thing because it's not in your face. You get that answer? Interesting answer. Reb Shimon Yochai Omer, Ein Kar Me'uvas, you know something that's crooked? Ela L'misha Yematuka Mitzchila. It's only something that was straight beforehand, then it's Aves, and then became crooked. Ve'zeh, what's that? Zeh Talmud Chacham, HaParashat HaTorah. Someone goes off the Derech. So he was straight before. Yeah, guys are no good the whole life. Okay. But this is someone who's good and he goes off, that's something that can't be made straight.
Tshuva.
What? Tshuva. So it's a thing as tshuva, but if you don't do tshuva. But to say you missed a mitzvah and that's something that's crooked, no, I'm not saying that. Right.
It's correct,
but
it's different than a mamzer.
Correct. Okay, Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? How do you know what? How do you know that Yontif, that Shmini Atzeres is also a day of a makeup for the Korban Chagiga? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Mal, Nemar Atzeres B'Shvi Shal Pesach, V'Nemar Atzeres B'Shmini Shal Chag. It happens to be that in one place in the Torah, in Parashat Re'eh, it says about the seventh day of Pesach, it's also a teres. The Torah calls it a teres. What does that mean, a teres? Right? Ma'alahalan tashlumin, aftah b'tashlumin. Just like the last day of Pesach is fit for tashlumin, so too the last day of Sukkot is fit for tashlumin. Of the Chachagiga. I didn't bring it the first day, I got to bring it the second. I didn't bring it the second, third, four, five, six, seven. And on Pesach, and on Sukkot, you can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Why?
What?
Not Chagiga? I don't know. It's a good question. There's only a second chance on the Pesach itself.
Yeah.
It's a good question. So Rashi says... And if the halacha was, you bring the Chagiga on the Pesach Sheni, it would not be such a crazy thing. I can hear it. I don't know. I don't know why the Torah did that. I don't know. So Rashi says, Tashlumen l'rishon. It's a Tashlumen for the first day. Shari enu chalak mishal afanav. There's nothing different in front of it. Shmini Atzeres, chalak mishal afanav in Pesach Kishav. In other words, Rashi's alluding to what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. I would have thought there's no way that Shmini Atzeres is a day that I could use for a Tashlumen because it's so different than the 7 days before it. So different. In what way is it different? We'll see in a minute. These six things. Whereas Pesach, the last day of Pesach is nothing different than the first 6 days. Nothing different. So I would have thought they're so different you can't compare. No, you can compare. Now the Gemara says, Mufneh, it's open for comparison. The Elav Mufneh, if not for the fact that it's Mufneh, this is a very strange concept. We always grew up thinking that Gzeirah Shavah has no rhyme or reason. There's no rhyme or reason. It says a word over here, and it says a word over there, making Gzeirah Shavah. Now the Gemara says, no. It has to be that the word is extra. Because if it's not extra, you can't make it Gzeirah Shavah. Mufneh. The E lav Mufneh, if it would not be extra, Ikla Mifrach. I have a kasha on a Gzeirah Shavah. We always think these like two things that we end up out of left field. You make a comparison. Hey, you can't, kind of kasha you can ask. Right? No, you get kasha. Ma'alishvi shall Pesach shekain ein achalak mishal afanav. On the seventh day of Pesach, it's no different than the first 6 days. Tamar b'shmini shall chag shechalak mishal afanav. But shmini shall chag is different. Shmini, the Shmini Atzeres, is different than the first 7 days. In what way is it different? It had its own pious, to pay. Number two, had its own shechianu. It's a separate shechianu. Number three, it's a regal b'fnei atzmo. You don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Number four, it's its own karbanos. Matis had its own karbanos. Number five, it had its own shira, whatever that means. And number six, that when you daven, you don't mention sukkahs. You mention Shmini Atzeres. So what do you see from all these things? It's so different that it's not really a fair comparison. You're right, but the word's extra. So if it's extra, it's okay. Li'i, yeah, it's true. Afnuye mufne. Michti, my Atzeres. What does the word Atzeres mean? It means otzur basiyas malacha. Hold back. Means to stop, right? You go on the bus in Israel, you push the button, it says atur, which means stop, right? Atur batzias malacha. It's a stop of doing work. Haksiv, it already says atzias malacha batzeres. Mosas malacha, it already says don't do work. Atzeres, the kasha of Rahman alamali, what's the word atzeres? Extra. You're right. Ella, shramina, lafnuye. It's available. V'tana ma'isila mehacha. And another brisa, Lord, the same idea from here, Titania. V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem shivas yamim. You should have a chag, a chagiga, 7 days. Yachal yechogig v'holech kol shiva. Maybe you have to bring it all 7 days. Every day you have to bring one? No. Hamalama oso. Oso at the chogig. We had the chogig kol shiva. Not the whole 7 days. Im came alama nema shiva. So how do you say the word shiva then? Le tashlumin. It's for tashlumin. Right? Even though this is all said by Sukkis. By what? By Sukkis. Pesach and Shavuot are have a hekesh, right? Umenayin shem lo chag yontif rishon shel chag shechogeg v'holach es kol haregel v'yontif achron. And how do I know if I didn't bring it the first day of the whole time? Even Shmini Atzeres, I can bring it. Hamadama b'chodesh hashvi dechogo otso. Right? So 1 second. Ibe chodesh hashvi yachol yechogeg v'holach chodesh kulo. I can bring it the whole month of Tishrei. That's not true. Hamadama otso. Otso at the chogeg v'yontichogeg chutzolo. Only during the yontif, not once the yontif passes. My umay tashlumin. What does it mean? It's a tashlumin. So we said this already. Rabbi Yochanan omar tashlumin l'rishon. It's only a tashlumin for the first day. Rabbi Yoshia omar tashlumin zel l'zeh. It's a tashlumin 1 day for each day. Okay. In other words, after being on the first day, If I don't bring it on the first day, I have to bring it on the second day. If I don't bring it on the second day, it's a tashlum for the second day. If I don't bring it on the third day, I then have to bring a tashlum for the third day. What's the difference? We'll see in a second. But before we get to the difference, look at the Tosfos, the little one, tashlum and zelazeh. He says like this, Vahi de la kamon, the alfin and tashlum and lechag ha-shavuos michag ha-matzos, called Zion. What about Shavuos? You also have 7 days to bring a chagiga. Aye, Shavuos is only one day. Yeah, but we're going to learn out to all the Yom Tovim. That's why people don't say Tachlin for a week after Shavuos. Still has a little shamet of a yontif. You can bring the chagiga 6 days after Shavuos. It's not even a regular day of the week. You can bring a chagiga. 7 days you have.
But also after Pesach and after Shavuos, the same thing.
What?
You have a full, an entire week to bring a tashlum.
No. You only have the week of Pesach and the week of Sukkot. You only have a week after. Yeah. So Tosa says, so 1 second. Lo mistaber lemeimar tashlum and zeh lazeh. It doesn't make sense for Shavuos to say that it's a tashlum in each day for the other day. Why? Dichol gamrahu. Those are weekdays. That doesn't make any sense. You want to tell me it's a tashlum for day one? I understand. Day one, I have a mitzvah, and I have tashlum for 7 days. That makes sense. But to say that each one is a tashlum for the day afterwards on Shavuos, that makes no sense. Okay. My benayhu. What's the difference between these two answers? Amar Zera, chigir biyom rishon. A guy is a lame on the first day. Vinispashi biyom sheni, and he got better on the second day. Ikir benayhu. That's the difference. What's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan Amar tashlum and lerishon. He can't be. He's potter. He can't go.
No, chigir
can. We're gonna see in a minute. If you can't go, you don't have to bring it. So tashlum and lerishon. You're tashlumin for the first day. So, if you hold, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan tashlumin l'rishon, if you hold, it's a tashlumin for the first day. On the first day, were you chayef?
No.
Kivin de lo chayef z'berishon, lo chayef z'besheni. You weren't chayef on the first day, you're not chayef on any other day. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, tashlumin tell us that. Af agaf de lo chayef l'rishon, chayef l'sheni. Okay? Till now, the Gemara was very easy. Now, Tosfos has another question. What if like this? What if you weren't roy on the first day, and now you became, I'm sorry, what if you were Roy on the first day, and then you became not Roy on the second day?
And you didn't bring
him on the first day. Now what?
For the
first day. What? The so the next toss is, Tzarechiyun. I don't know what to say about that. Tzarechiyun. I pashot berishon. You were good the first day, then v'chigar b'sheni. Then on the second day you got sick. Mi amrinan, do we say, kivin de chiyuv ale ramya berishon, sula pachamine, you were chayav on the first day, it doesn't go away, it's stuck there. Afagaf the hash lo chazi, even though now you're sick. Oh, dilma, no. Kivin de tashlum and zelazeh, since each day is a tashlum for the other day, lebroshi lo machayav. He would say, you're not chayav. Because now you don't have to bring it. Umihu, kivin de hash to lar bar chiyuvahu, since now you're not a bar chiyuv, lo mati maisile. You don't have to bring it. Why not? If you don't have to show up, if you can't show up, you don't have to bring it. So he leaves it at Tzarechi in that question.
Okay.
Interesting.
You said that because if you don't go on the first day,
yeah,
you don't know you're going to get sick. I mean, it's something that...
I understand.
You know, so that's maybe...
That's the moral of the story is, don't push off tomorrow what you can do today.
Exactly. Man. Yeah.
Isn't the mitzvah on the first, really in the first thing to bring it?
Yeah.
But that was in a machlokas, day to day. Basically, you know, if you have to bring on the first day, any possible thing you could do with it 7 days.
So, the Gemara answered, you were sick the first day.
Right.
Now I got better now. So, am I off my potter or not? It's a legitimate question. There's a machlokas about that. Now the Gemara gets quite hard. From here till a little bit down on Amud Beis, it's very hard. So here we go. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? The whole Gemara now is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that all the rest of the days are tashlumin for the first day. Now the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Bamar Chizkiya says like this. Let's say a nazir becomes tamei. So what does he have to do? He has to wait 7 days, and then bring a carbon. Why did he become tamei? Because he went to a levaya. What if he went to 1,000 levayas? The answer is, as long as it's within the first 7 days, nothing changes. He has to bring a carbon at the end of this tamei period. How many carbonos does he have to bring? One. If he became tamei and waited 7 days, then became tamei again, then he has to bring two. But as long as it's within the same 7 days, he's all good. Correct. So you know what? We'll do the Rashi inside because it's he'll say it very good. The Rashi of Nitma Bayom. Bekrisus. Increases Tnan. Nazir may be carbon echad. A Nazir brings one carbon, al tumos harbe, for many tumas. As long as Bar Machiskiya, Nitma Bayom Ches, but if you became Tame on day 8, Shehu Roy Lahavi Karbanos, where now he's able to bring his Karbanos, Ulahaskil Minyan Nizirosav, and start his Naziris over, the Yamim Shemona Kodem Timein Betalin. The days before are batal. They're over. Kimo Shenemar, like it says, Ubiyama Shmini, Yavi Shtei Torah Moshnei B'Neona, V'Hizir La'Hashem, Kol Yamei Nizro, V'Yama Mishonim, Yiplu Ki Yitamei Nizro. Okay? That's clear. You have 7 days. Any Tumah, it's not like a needle you have to wait 7 clean days. No such thing. 7 days, any Tumah in there is all good. 8th day, you have to new Tumah, a new count begins. What if you got Tumah the 7th night? So technically, you went to the mikvah, you waited for nightfall, you don't bring carbonos at night. You have to wait for the morning. That night, I become Tumah, the Nazir. So does that count as a new Tumah or old Tumah? That's the question. Okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, where are we? Nitma biyom, maybe. If you become Tame during the day, day 8, you have to bring a new carbon. Balayla ain't a maybe. If you became Tame at the 8th night, the 8th night we'll call it. Going into the 8th day, that night, after the 7th day, that night you become Tame, ain't a maybe. You don't have to bring a new carbon. Why not? Because it's still under the old count. Why?
This is the last one. He brings the offerings for the first Tumah, it says, but Nitma Bayom.
Yeah.
Maybe. You bring the offerings for the first
Tumah. Exactly, because he has to bring new Tumah. He has to bring new Karbanos for the second Tumah. Because it's day 8, and it's a new count.
He brings the carbon. He can't bring the Tumah.
What? It means he has to bring a second carbon. That's what it means.
Right.
When he's not Tumah, he has to bring two sets. One for the first Tumah, one for the second Tumah. Why? Because since it's day 8, it's a new world. And you can tell me again, new count. What if it was the night before? No, that's okay then. Then he's still under the old count.
Maybe one carbon
for all the Tumah.
Another week.
Right, exactly. Balayla and a maybe. Doesn't have to bring a second set. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No. Af Balayla Nama Mevi. Even at night you have to bring a second set. Right? Why? So Rashi says in the second mid-level line, the end of the line there, it's really the third line. Hoel v'tavel etamaso, Rishona. You already went to the mikvah, v'herev shimsho, and you waited for nightfall. Nitzchayev b'karbon, yichayev in a carbon. Afal pi she'en laila royal the carbon. Even though I can't bring a carbon at night. Doesn't matter. Alma, what do you see from here? Afal gav delo royal the carbon. Even though I can't bring a carbon now, yesh lo tashlumen. I have makeup. I can't bring a carbon now. I have to bring it again. You hear that? You hear that? It's not exactly the same thing. It's a different kind of tashlumen than what we're talking about. We were talking about tashlumen regarding making up. I didn't do anything. Here, you 7 days, you've got tummy. You have to bring a carbon. Now, the 7th night, I begin tummy again. I went to the mikvah, Harav Shemesh. Is that considered a new count? Says the Rechlin, yes. What? It's the next day. I can't bring a carbon at night. That's a technicality.
What's
he trying to get to? He'd have to be a second set of carbonos
or not?
Oh, what do you mean it's an onus? If you can tell me. Doesn't matter. Even if you don't tell me by onus, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
You don't bring a second set because if he couldn't do the first one. He wouldn't have to do the first one because of telling.
Right.
Second time because of getting it. He can't tell me. What's...
If another becomes Tome, it has to be in carbon.
Agreed.
And you have 7 days to become as much Tome as you want.
Agreed.
At the 8th day, you have to bring a new set of carbonos. Why? It's a new world. Exactly. He can tell me the night before. So are you into the old world or the new world? So it's a machlokas. Rebbe Yochanan says you're in a new world. You didn't bring a carbon yet. That's only because of the technicality. You can't bring carbonos at night. If not for that technicality, if you could bring carbonos at night, what's the difference the morning and the night before? What's the difference? No difference. You went to the mikvah, you finished 7 days. 10 o'clock at night, going into the 8th day, you become Tummy again. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's a new world.
It's the 8th day.
It's the 8th day. You didn't bring a carbonos yet? That's a technicality. We don't bring carbonos at night. Okay? You hear? I told you, I said it's hard.
Yes.
You hear what he's saying? What do you see from that? What do you see from all this?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
What do you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Yochanan views Tashlumin differently than he views it by Chagiga.
It's not really called Tashlumin.
I know. I know. That's the problem. But Shlomo is sort of going to answer that. Right? Right? So, right? You see what I'm saying? It's not, he's calling it Tashlumin. He's calling it Tashlumin. It's a new Tumah. The Tanakama held, whoever that was, held no. Since it's the Natan Day yet, it's still good. It's all one Tumah.
So it's only thing I get is hoping that he finally comes not again, he has to be two.
Correct. Correct. So what do you see from here? That he views Tashlumin here. What? No, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. You have to make a second set. So he views Tashlumin here differently than he views it by Chagiga. So the whole thing is out of kasha. So the Gemara says, "Amar b'yirmi a shiny tumah. Tumah is altogether different. Why? The eighth of Tashlumin Pesach Sheni. Because by Pesach Sheni, the Torah gives you an out. The Torah said you can make it up. So the whole world of tumah is not comparable to the world of Chagiga. Yeah, that's basically the answer, right? Okay.
He reads it differently than you do.
Yeah, what do you say?
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but because he has already been purified by ritual immersion on the seventh day.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a Herav HaShemesh.
Yeah.
This statement seems to show that Rabbi Yochanan holds that although one is not qualified to bring a sacrifice,
right,
he's not qualified anymore.
Okay, he's not qualified.
And he puts in parentheses the Nazir on the night preceding the eighth day, one may make it up later.
With the next carbon.
But he's not making it, he's not really making it up. What do you mean he's making it up later? He has to bring a second one.
He's got something like that.
Yeah, but
so you're defining the word Tashlumin in the exact opposite way.
Right.
Right? That's the Gemara's answer. Don't bring me a Raya from Tumah. Tumah's altogether different.
Exactly.
That's
so,
all.
So you take care of both of them on the 16th.
Correct. Correct. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to bring two sets.
Right.
Correct. Maskevlor of Pesach, of Papa. 1 second. Ha nicha lamandamar Pesach sheni tashlumin derishinu. That all makes sense if Pesach sheni is a tashlumin. But lamandamar sheni regal with the atma who Michael and Emer. But if you hold Pesach sheni is a regal by itself, what are you going to say? Who holds that? Who holds Pesach Sheni? The regular of Neatmo. Ella, our Papa, because of Rabbi Yochanan, Laila ain't a Mechusas man. Rather, the answer must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila is not Mechusas man. What does that mean? Laila is not Mechusas man. Says Rashi, because of Rabbi Yochanan, second line, ain't chisaron zman b'mi shehigia Laila leilo lahakriv karbanos of machar. It's not considered Mechusas man for someone who's mechuyev to bring his karbanos now at night. What does that mean, Zamachus's man? What does that mean?
He really should bring it now, but just to, you know,
however, Avol, he just can't. It's a technicality. Avol Chiger Biom Rishon, Ain't a lot of Shum Chovas Ve'ia. There's no Chiv at all. Lafikach, Ain't lo a lot of Tashlumin. The Tashlumin, there's no Tashlumin. What does that mean? There's no Tashlumin? The Rachon says, no Tashlumin. You miss it the first day, you putter.
Okay, you're mixing up Ru'iyah and Chagiga.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. I thought our first mission was talking about Ru'iyah.
It's the same thing. They go hand in hand.
They do?
He asked me that. It doesn't make, what's the difference? Is it Tashlumin or not? If Rashi calls it Ru'iyah, I think they might even...
Ru'iyah.
No.
Ru'iyah.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
No, yes.
If you putter the first day, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no makeup. Ah, he's so busy with makeups. I don't think that's about Tumah.
Let's say the guy can get there. He's lame, but he gets there by helicopter.
Now, you hear what's going on?
Yes.
Okay. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. So when it comes to Chagiga, there's no Tashlumin. And when it comes to Tumah, it's also not Tashlumin. He calls it the word Tashlumin. What does he mean? He means the second one.
The second one, right.
So don't compare it to apples and oranges. The whole thing is apples and oranges, exactly. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rechman really say all this? That what? That Laila is not Mechusas man? That Laila is not Mechusas man? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ra achas b'layla ushtayim bayom. So now we have a Zav. If a Zav has one Re'iyah, a Zav is a man who has some kind of emission. We don't know what it is. But if he has one, nothing happens to him. He's tummy for a day. It's like a carry, like a bal carry. Two, he becomes tummy for 7 days. Three, he has to bring karbanos. So what happened? He had three re'ias. He became a zav. He has to count 7 days. The night of the seventh day, he has one re'ia that night. Does that undo the whole count? No, because that's a carry. That's nothing. The next morning, he wakes up in the morning, and now he has two re'ias. So do the two re'ias now piggyback with the re'ia from last night, which was nothing, to give you three new re'ias, and the whole 7 days all out the window? Or do we don't say that?
You know what he's comparing? He's comparing something that has a 24-hour period.
Correct.
Compared to something that has a...
Correct.
On a night.
Correct. Correct. And by the way, what I said was just wrong. If you have two re'ias, you told me 7 days anyway.
Right.
But if you have three, you have to bring a carbon. So you have to bring carbonos a second time now? Because the seventh night, he had one re'ia. But one re'ia is nothing.
Right.
Right. Then the next morning, he had two re'ias. So do we piggyback the two to the one from the night before? To make another carbon out of you? Do we do that? So, it all depends on if Laila is Mechusus Man or not, no? So Rabbi Yochanan just said, Laila's not Mechusus Man. What is it rather? It's a technicality that can't be carbonos at night. So,
but it still has to bring the date.
Correct. Right. But now he's Tommy, so he has to wait, but yes. The 14th. He's Tommy now. But yeah, right, you're right. The Gemara doesn't factor that in. It called it one or two. When are you going to bring it? You can bring it 2 months from now. What's one or two? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra achas b'layla v'shtayim b'yom. You saw one re'i at night, two the next morning. Maybe. You have to bring a second set. Why do you have to bring a second set? Because he holds the two from the morning, will piggyback with the one from the night before, to give you three more. It's a whole new set of kabanos. Right? What do you see? Of course Laila is not Mechusas Man. Of course Laila counts. Right? Shtayim bayom v'achas, shtayim v'layla v'achas bayom, but two in the night and one in the day, and maybe. You don't have to bring a second set. Why not? Exactly. Because that, what?
The piggybacks on the first reading.
Why? It's the same thing.
What?
It's the
same thing, thing, no?
What's the difference, one and two or two and one?
Right, it makes a big difference.
The majority was the night before. That's the difference.
The first thing.
As opposed to the majority being the next day.
No, but he's counting the night as the next day anyway.
It starts with whatever the first one is.
Huh?
Whatever the first one is.
Right, he's right. Musty's right. So that's whatever the first one is.
It's not, if it's right. One and two, so it's, or one, so, and then one, two and three.
So if it's two at night, and then one in the morning... You don't have to bring another carbon.
Why?
The question is, where does the day start? That's what he's asking.
Right. And according to him, it starts at night.
Because, like I said before, one's a 24-hour period, one, and one starts at night.
So 1 second. So what's the reason
what's
why...
What's the difference between this case and the case before? The one and two and the two and one.
What's the difference between one and two and two and one?
No difference.
What's the difference?
The Gemara says there is a difference.
But there is a difference.
There is a difference. According to him, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there isn't.
What's the difference, Haka? I underlined it here. I don't understand what it...
I'll take a quick one.
Yeah?
No, if you have one is a single thing.
Which is right. That's nothing.
Nothing,
right.
If you have one and two together, that means you already have three.
Correct.
That's just carbon. If you have one, two, then piggybacks the third one in the same 24-hour period, where does it start?
Right.
That's the difference.
That's what I'm saying. This way you had two and one, so you had most of them the night before.
Ah, so here's the story. If you have two, you're tummy for 7 days. You're tummy for 7 days. You had three re'ias, tummy for 7 days. On the seventh day at night, you have two more re'ias.
Right.
So you're tummy now 7 days anyway.
Right.
Right? Now in the morning, you have one more re'ia.
So the whole question is carbon.
The whole question now is a carbon.
Right.
So when you have two first, for some reason, there's no piggyback. We don't say there's three now. Not exactly sure 100% why. But if you hold out that mechusas man, this is the Gemara's question. Then what's the difference?
Right?
What's the difference if it's the same thing? So Gemara says, no. He's talking about the one who holds Laila is mechusas man. Therefore, it's different. So he needs to tell us if someone else holds. No, the chiddush is shtayim bayom and one at night before. So I would have thought Kada atafka drav shesha bre drav idi. The kasha drav shesha bre drav idi asked, right? Which is Marcel's kasha. What's the difference? One and two and two and one. The answer is, kamash malam kid drav Yosef. Like if Yosef answered. What did Yosef answer? Like if Yosef answered, what would Yosef answer? What? I'm sorry, what did Sheshi Braid of Edi ask?
That the one the evening before goes together with
the one the evening before. Yes, so what did he answer? What did he answer? What does it say there in the article? What did he answer?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say what he answered? It's over there in Croesus.
No, yes. Quotes Rav Yosef who explains Rav Yochanan's ruling by noting that any Zav who experiences just one emission has the status of a mere Baal Keri.
Right. Right, you have one, you just have a regular Baal Keri, right?
Unless when you have a second emission, the first emission combines with the second to end in a full-fledged Zav.
Correct.
Thus, in Rav Yochanan's case, where the second and third emission occur during the daytime, the first emission can also combine with them. And it is only through the daytime that the Tumas Ziva actually begins. It emerges that the second Tumas Ziva began after he became obligated to offer his first set of korbanos.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
In which case,
no, Marcel,
just
to note, that he teaches Rav Yosef reasoning is not refuted by the argument of Rav Shishi. That's all he said. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I don't know what that means. You have to look over there at Croesus. Okay, we're good. We're all good.
The point
of it all is it was on a steer with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, next. Of a haregel v'lo chag ein achayav b'rach yuso. If you blow yontif, you don't bring a chagiga. Al zenem am uvus l'yuchol l'takin v'chetzon l'yuchol l'himanov. It's crooked. It can't be made straight. It's missing. It can't be made counted. Once again, getting back to the other Gemara, I don't want to leave a Gemara hanging. I have to look at that over carefully. That last line there, where Shishi asked and where Yosef answered. That's the only thing we didn't understand. Okay. Now what I'm about to read is a very famous Gemara. They made it into a song. True, when you read the Gemara now, like, what did they make it into a song for? It's very difficult. I find this Gemara very difficult. But they made it into a song. Amalei Barhehe leHillel. Barhehe says to Hillel. Who's Barhehe? So Tosfos says over here, Yesh Mepharshim Sheger Haya, the Hainu Ben Avraham Visara, Sheni Tosef He Bishman. They added Hayes to their names. Avram and Sarah both got Hayes. They were both Gerim. They were the first Gerim. So a guy became a Gerim, called himself Ben Hey Hey. Same V'chim Ben Bagbag to Kula HaGemara. Ben Bagbag also, because Bag equals 5.
Is it the same person?
No, not the same person at all.
What's heard it's the same person?
Yeah. Maybe it is. The Machzor Vitri says, very interesting, that he was going to call himself Ben Avram. I'm Ben Avram. But he was afraid to do it, because he didn't want to get repercussions from the Goyim that he converted. So therefore, he called himself Ben Hehe, like some anonymous person. Interesting. Anyway, Amalei Bar Hehe LeHillel. Haile Himanos? It says if you're missing, then you're not counted. That doesn't make any sense. Lehimalos mi boyale. It should say you're not made whole. If you're missing, you're not whole. What does it mean if you're missing, you're not counted? That makes no sense. Ella, you know what this means? Zeh sheminuhu l'chaveru l'dvar mitzvah. You get people to do a mitzvah, v'hu lo nimna imahem, and you're not counted with them. What does that mean? So Rashi says something. The whole Gemara is so difficult. What does Rashi say? Rashi says it's way down at the bottom, almost before the lines get wide. What does that mean? Sha'amru lo boy imanu, come with me, come with us, right? We're going to do some mitzvah now. V'lo halach, and the hand up not going, right? Nimta, what happens? He absented himself from that minyan, from that chevra. What's the chiddush in this? If you tell people, let's go do this mitzvah, and you don't show up, so you didn't do the mitzvah. Come, everyone get together, we're going to meet by the shul at 2 o'clock, we're going to go look for some homeless person. Okay, excellent, beautiful mitzvah. And you didn't show up. So you lost that mitzvah. What's he asking? What's the whole thing? Lo yachol limanos od ba'os minyan. You can't later be counted with that minyan. Check for us with the mitzvah, because the mitzvah has already been done. They already found the guy.
It's so obvious.
What's Rashi saying? The whole Gemara, what's going on here? So pashut, this is such a pashut. The question's pashut, the answer's pashut. Why is he made a song about it? It's such a pashut of Gemara. I must be missing something. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. Now, by the way, Tanya Namihachi, we also learned in a Braisa, says the Tash Beitz. You see from here, we're not talking about Hillel, and we're not talking about Ben Hehe, who appears in Mishnayos, because no Hillel would never say, and I also learned it in a Mishnah. I also learned it in a Braisa. A Tana would never say, Tanya Nami, what do you mean Tanya Nami Haki? I'm a Tana. What? No, I'm saying this is the other Hillel, who,
the second,
who made the calendar. Because it would never say, Tanya Nami Haki on a Tana. But I need him to say I'm right. I can say what I want.
Gemara is saying this. Hill is saying
that. Which hill is it?
No, I'm saying Tanya Nami Hochi. Gemara.
The Gemara would never say such a thing on a Tana.
Yeah.
He is a Tana.
But
right. It's two different people.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. What a coincidence. Interesting. And if it says Tanya Nami Hochi on a Tana, it's not the end of the world, right?
No, it's going back to the previous one.
They
argue back and forth and say, it's not
going to
have a conversation.
Right.
This is what
it's the idea that are going to be said later, right? That Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai knew Abaye and Rava. He didn't know Abaye and Rava. He knew what they were going to argue about.
Going back to the original question,
I understand. Tanya Namachi, the exact same idea. Mu'uvitz Yochanan was talking, Zeh Shebitel Kriyash Mashal Shachris or Kriyash Mashal Arvitz, or Shebitel Tvil Shal Shachris or Tvil Shal Arvitz. You blow mincha, you blow that my for chakras, you blow kriyashma, you blow it. You can't make that back. You can't take that back. What about mincha? So there are three answers to this. Number one, since he said there's no shma by mincha, so he left out mincha. That's one answer. Second answer is, because who misses mincha? That's what the in Yaakov says. Shadiber atana behove. The Tana is talking about the common story. Mincha? Emsa hayom? Lo motzer shivatla. Nobody misses that. I don't know where he lived. And the third answer, the Marsha says, because Shachris and Marva are bigger chiddush, because it's the same day. And you still blow it.
So
Shachris,
it's
what?
So
no. Mincha, the only time to make up is b'marv, which is another day. So it's the same day, you still blow it. From Arvis to Shachris, even though you have a makeup, it's still not the same. You still blew something.
Make it up. How you blow it?
Because it's not the same. Davening two Myers is not the same as going to Mincha and then going to Myers. It's not the same. You can do it. Okay, there's a do it. But it's not the same. V'chisar l'yuchal l'himanos. What does it mean? And something lacking can't be made numbered. Can't be counted. Zeshem nimnu chaver l'zvar mitzvah. You tell your friend to come to a mitzvah. V'hu lo nimna imahen. And you don't show up. Then you're not counted in that group of people. Difficult Gemara. What does that mean? We're not going to have time to do the Tosos. The Tosos talks about whether Marv is a Rishos or not. And he says it's a Rishos. It's not a Rishos. It's a Rishos regarding, he says, if you're ready in pajamas, then maybe you don't have to go back and get dressed and dive a Marv. You're an Ones. But Ben, generally, he says it's really a, he proves it. He says, the Gemara says, what if someone forgot Yalav Yavo by Marv? You don't have to repeat Shimon Esrei. Why not? The Gemara doesn't say because it's a Rishos. The Gemara says, because Ein Mekachim Balayla. The Gemara says, if you miss Ma'ariv, you have two Shachrises. But if two Shachrises, or it's a Rishos. So what do you see? It's not really a Rishos. Right? It's not really a Rishos. Okay. Amalei Bar Hehe LeHillel. Another one. My Desiv. What does it mean when it says, V'shaftim V'isim Bein Tzadik L'Rasha? U'bein Over Elokim. L'asher Lo'avdo. What's the difference between a Tzadik and a Rasha? And someone who serves Hashem. And someone who doesn't serve Hashem. So Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Over Elokim. Hainu Rasha, Hainu Shlo Avdo. Isn't it the same thing? It's repeating ourselves. Amalei, no. Avdu v'lo avdu tarvayhu tzadikei gemiri ninu. Both talk about tzadikim gemurim. Ve'eno dome, listen to this. Ve'eno dome shona pirko mea pa'amim. There's no difference. Learning 100 times, l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. And learning something 100, no comparison. Between learning something 100 times and learning something 101 times. Amalei, mishukhad zimna karulei lo avdo. And you don't learn 100 the first time. We call you something that doesn't serve Hashem. Amalei in yes. So the Rav Yoh says this is exact. Ben Hehe appears one time in Pirkei Avos. What does he say? Lefum tzara agra. The reward is in proportion to the exertion. Right? He says it's about this. Someone's going to learn. I learned this 49 times. Like I learned it a 50th time, and a 51st, and a 91st, and a 101st. What for? I know it already. No, lefum tzara agra. There's no comparison between putting in the effort for 101 times and putting it in for 100 times. It's the same vart. Right? Same vart. It's unbelievable vart. The Lefum Tzara Agra can mean more than that. But it means that too.
So he can't be an Eben Hashem unless you learn? Okay, people could be Hashem without learning.
Yeah, maybe, but his point is that you have to keep on going and keep on going and not giving up. I did it already. It's not Eben Hashem. He's talking about learning. I did that already. I already gave that guy. I already went to his house. I already visited. I already did a chesed. That's not Eben Hashem. So Amalei Mishum Chadimna Lokar Le'ev Lo'ad. One time I didn't. Yeah. Te'elamat Mishuk Shal Chamarin Asara Parsi Bezuzah. You want to hire a donkey? Ten for 10 parsa. It costs the zuz. For Chadashi parsa for 11 parsa. Already it's traces. Already double the price. Everyone knows that, right? If you take the cab to here, it costs this much, and you want to go a little bit, already the price is double. Why? That's how life is. So Torah is the same way. Mitzvahs are the exact same way. Amalei Eliyahu Le'Barhei. Elio says to Barhehe, Vamalei Lur Belazar, or some say, Majak says, what does it mean? Hine tzar fitricha, I'm gonna refine you Jews, below b'kesef, not with kesef. Bacharchicha b'char av oni, and I'm gonna basically test you with poverty. Malamid, Shechazar Kodesh Baruch Hu, called Midos Tovus Litan Yisrael. He looked around, what's the best thing to do to them? Velo mata el aniyat. The best thing is poverty. Amar Shmuel Vitaim Rav Yosef, Hainu de Amar Yinchi, people say, Yo Aniyusa Lihudai, poverty is good for a Jew, ki barza sumka lesusya chivra, like a white, like a red sash on a white horse. What does that mean? Because you can see it's so obvious. It's the best thing. Why is it the best thing? Because it keeps you, not a good thing when you're very poor, right? But it keeps people, makes them behave, right? It's hard to do a lot of sins when you're poor. All right? Sorry, I want to get a little further. Give Michael a little bit. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
No, he'll be fine. He'll be-